Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Today, New England Patriots fans find out if their team will earn a trip to the Super Bowl to defend their title. The Patriots are facing the Broncos in Denver in the AFC Championship game, with its high-profile matchup between two of the NFL's marquee quarterbacks. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch joins us now from Denver. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Sharon.
Kurt, a lot of New England fans were disappointed that the Pats missed out on home field advantage and as the second conference seed need to play this tough game in Denver, where the Patriots do not have such a stellar record recently. Please tell me that before the snowstorm hit, caused such travel struggles that some Patriots fans made it out of New England to cheer on the team?
Well, those that made it out yesterday were able to enjoy temperatures in the high 50s. So I was able to see team colors. A lot of people out here in downtown Denver, of course, wearing orange and blue number 18 Peyton Manning jerseys. But Steve Gregg was wearing a Patriots cap. I talked to him. He's from Weymouth originally, but lives in Wyoming. He feels pretty good about the game, knowing that Peyton Manning, Denver's quarterback, has only thrown one touchdown at home this year.
The Denver teams that used to really scare me were the ones that could put up 40 points in a hurry. I don't think this is that type of offensive team, so I actually feel pretty good about going on the road.
But his friend, Eric Sulia, who came out from the South Shore, he sees the Broncos' top-ranked defense, and he's not so sure.
I'm not as optimistic as him. I'm nervous. I give them just as much of a chance as I give the Patriots. It's going to be a hard-fought game. Everything's on the line. The winner goes to the Super Bowl, so they're going to put it all out there, both teams. So it should be a fun game to watch.
As much fun as you can have biting your fingernails, I guess. The quarterbacks are definitely going to put it all out there. Obviously, Tom Brady wants to win this and then go on and win his fifth Super Bowl. And Peyton Manning wants that second Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, this is a rivalry between two of the NFL's marquee quarterbacks. They've played each other 16 times, mostly when Manning was in Indianapolis with the Colts. Brady has the edge overall, but really they're 2-2 in the playoffs. So this is a bit of a rubber match between the two star quarterbacks who may well never play each other again. A lot of people think Manning will retire after this season. He's 39. He doesn't throw nearly as well as he used to, but he's a game manager. His ability to read a defense and optimize plays to give his team the best chance is why he's so valuable out there still. And Tom Brady, he's a year younger. He's near at the top of his form. He still led the NFL in touchdown passes this season, but he also has that long experience as a quarterback.
Well, the Broncos and Pats met once this season already. Didn't end so well for New England. The Broncos beat the Pats in overtime. What's different this time?
Yeah, that was the first loss of the season for the Patriots, and the Broncos did it with a backup quarterback, no less. Peyton Manning was injured and did not play. The Patriots were down some key players, too, like wide receiver Julian Edelman, who returned last week and looked pretty good. So, you know, the offenses have some key figures that are different this time. The Patriots' defense in that game got gashed by the run, so we'll see if that's different today. That game was at night. It was snowing. Today's going to be a midday game with temps in the upper 40s, cloudy skies. So, you know, games are never 1-1. The fact that the quarterback matchup is different, you know, this game will feel very different. But, you know, one thing is the same, and that is that the game is in Denver. You can look back on that last loss. Had the Patriots won, they'd be digging out Gillette Stadium in Foxborough for today's game. So instead, the Patriots are going to have to try to pave their way to back-to-back championships through Denver.
Well, Kurt, we will look forward to your reports. Thanks for talking with us.
Sure thing.
WBUR's Kurt Nickisch is in Denver for this afternoon's AFC Championship game between the Pats and the Broncos. This is 90.9 WBUR.
I thought I'd take a trip to Denver and spend a little time. I thought maybe out in Denver I might get you. Just wanna be alone. I might find someone in Denver that can help me carry.